I will call to order the Fairburn Main Street Board. Today is April 20th, 2021, and the time is 7:07 p.m. We do have before us an agenda, and right before the meeting started, Ms. Abernathy requested that it will be a change in order. So we will have item number 3 as item number 1, and then we'll proceed with item number 1 as 2 and item number 3 as 3. Well, you know what I'm trying to say. As so, as 1. So we will go in that order as stated. Since we don't have an official quorum, we can discuss.
We do now.
We do now.
Yes, we have, everyone is here except Leonte. So we have, good evening, Apostle Jones. Madam Chair, is it okay if I go ahead and do that roll now?
Right, I will go ahead and call to order the official meeting of the Fairburn Main Street Board. And you can go ahead and call the attendance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Lee McMichael.
Here.
Ms. Apostle Danita Jones. Her audio is coming through, but she is here. I'll circle back around. Ms. Israel Young.
Present.
Of course, Madam Chair Appleby is present. Paris Hill. He's not. Leonte Benton. Mika Smith. So with you, Madam Chair, we have a quorum of Lee McMichael, Apostle Jones, our Chair Lady Appleby, and Ms. Israel Young.
Okay, great. Now, do I have a motion on the table regarding the agenda? Anyone want to place a motion on the table regarding the agenda as present? Anyone can say, I make a motion to approve the agenda as present.
I make a motion to approve agenda as present.
Okay, that was Kimberly Bracey.
Israel.
I'm sorry. Israel. Okay, I can't see everybody on here. All right, well, we have a motion on the table to approve the agenda as altered. Excuse me. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion on the table to approve the agenda as altered with item number 3 becoming number 1. The motion was placed on the table by Israel, correct?
Yes, Israel.
Israel. And I'm sorry, what's your last name, Israel?
Young.
Young, okay. Israel Young, and it was seconded by Lee, and your last name, Lee?
McMichael.
McMichael. All right, all in favor? Do I hear ayes? Okay, aye. Any opposed? Aye. All right, motion carried. So we will now hear a presentation by Lyra
Schweizer.
Schweizer, thank you.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for allowing me to speak at tonight's board meeting. Really appreciate it, and also for being flexible with moving the agenda. I'll go ahead and share my screen now. I know that I have presented already, a more comprehensive presentation to you in the past about the SUPACine and its full capabilities, but I wanted to, sort of refresh everyone's memory again of sort of the main takeaways of the SUPACine capabilities, how we see it fitting into Fairburn, and then also to kick off again the discussion of potential locations. So let me just go ahead and share my screen now. It's saying that the host has disabled participant screen sharing.
Okay, no, let's see. Okay, enable any area.
One moment.
No problem, take your time.
Okay, try it now, Lara.
Yes. Oh, there okay. It goes.
Awesome.
Wonderful. So yeah, just, you know, again, thank you for letting me speak tonight. To reintroduce myself, my name is Lyra Schweitzer, and I am the Director of City Growth at SUFA. So I'm leading our team, which is working with different municipalities across the country to deploy our technology in an equitable and responsible manner. There's obviously a lot of different functionalities of the sign, but I just wanted to sort of refresh your guys' memory with the main ones. The first obviously being the digital screen component and the ability for the city to communicate new updates, events, and any other kind of alerts instantly through our online platform, which then shares the updates in the outdoor world instantly. Sylvia also mentioned to me that the city is, you know, having some new initiatives around bringing certain services online, like payments, and the city would be able to, you know, promote this using QR codes that people could then scan, and then that would direct them to these resources. So I was really excited to hear about this, and I think it would be a great way to sort of get the word out to people who are walking around the downtown and walking around the city to know that these options are available and where they can go for them. This is, again, just a reminder of what the digital screen layout looks like. And then I also wanted to remind everyone of the capabilities provided by our online platform for the city. So as you might remember, we do have a sensor embedded within our sign that picks up on cell phone probes within a 25-foot radius of the sign, and we use that as a proxy for pedestrian data. And then this data is accessible instantly via our online platform, sufatalk.com. So it gives you a really good understanding of how people are moving throughout the city, you know, how seasonality might impact foot traffic. And you can just pull out a lot of really interesting insights that you can also share back to local businesses and other similar organizations. One thing I've been talking a lot about with Sylvia over the past few weeks is making sure that, you know, all the signs are looking good and displaying the information that the city really prioritizes. So one new feature that we've actually rolled out this month that I'm really excited to be able to share with you is SUFA Heartbeat. It's also going to be living online on our online platform, SUFA Talk, and it'll basically give you full transparency into the performance of all the signs. You'll be able to see online, you know, exactly as you can see here, what each screen is showing in that very moment. So it'll refresh as the screen refreshes, what the operating hours are, the last time that it was cleaned, as well as its status, you know, in terms of solar power energy. And you know, I think this just gives you a lot of reassurance that, you know, the sign is working well, it's showing the information the city wants it to, and also that it's being regularly cleaned and maintained. And if anything here would concern you, then you can easily contact us and we can make sure to address any of your concerns. So transparency when we are working together with cities is super important to us. We know that you are putting this technology in the right of way onto your sidewalks, and we want to make sure everything is looking great and that you have full visibility into that. Lastly, you know, in addition to the digital screen and some of those online tools that I just talked about, there will also be space on the back of the sign for a wayfinding vinyl. We will work together with the city to design this in a way that really reflects the character of the neighborhood and the city that it's installed in. It can also share various types of wayfinding information depending on what the city would like, whether that be a map with public spaces highlighted, or, you know, a list of historic facts, or a list of local businesses in the downtown. It's really up to the city, but it is a great wayfinding tool. So that's sort of, again, just summarizing kind of the high level points of the sign, since we did do a more in-depth presentation last time. Before I go into the locations of, you know, where we discussed seeing these signs in Fairburn, I just wanted to take a moment to ask if any of you guys had questions about any of these, you know, old and new features that I discussed. Okay, well, if there's no questions, I'll move on to the locations again. And if there's any other further questions, you can always email me, Sylvia. Please feel free to, you know, disseminate my email, my cell phone number. I'm happy to talk through any concerns privately.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thanks. So just to remind you again of where we have sort of envisioned these signs going in a first installation of the pilot, you know, I know the city is still working through how many signs it will actually be able to implement, but the initial locations that we were thinking were 5 Southwest Broad Street, 11 West Broad Street, 11 West Campbellton Street, West Broad Street and East Campbellton Street, Duncan Park and Hobgood Palmer Library. I do want to emphasize that these are sort of high level locations based on feedback we've received so far. Once this partnership, or I should say, if this partnership is finalized, we will have our local contractors in Atlanta walk the city with you know, city staff or anyone from the board and actually choose the exact locations in person so we can make sure that everyone is really happy with where these signs are going. But this is just sort of what we're thinking from a high level as of now. So, you know, having one on 5 Southwest Broad Street, this is near Oz Pizza, obviously an anchor business for the city. That was one of the locations that came to mind. Another one was here in the downtown by this open patio. A lot of people are parking here on Main Street. We thought this would be another great location to tell visitors and residents about what's happening in the city. We would also love to have one here by the theater and to be able to work with the theater to show, you know, what's playing, when are the show times and other sort of information, as well as the local events calendar of any events that might be happening in conjunction with the theater. There was also a location that we spotted here near Armando's, another great, you know, local business institution that we thought would be great. Whenever we have signs by intersections, we find that people, you know, stop as they're waiting to cross the street and they really read what's happening on the sign. There's also one here by Duncan Park that we thought is a possibility, sort of by the parking lot. As people are getting out, they can read about the park itself. We could have a wayfinding vinyl really dedicated to the history of the park or what it has to offer, as well as an events calendar would be great here if there are any events held at the park. And then lastly, we did also scope one out by the Hobgood Palmer Library. Again, you know, this would be fantastic to partner with the institution and just disseminate information about the library, any resources they offer, as well as events.
Lyra, one quick question that I have for the board under consideration. If, as far as our wayfinding system, is the Palmer Library still a good point, or does the board consider maybe near parks or recreation or near the police department, or maybe even near the food depot or the education campus as a better option?
I think that's a good idea, Sylvia, because I was thinking about the points we have where the theater, Oz, they're all within, you know, a fourth of a mile from each other. We could pick one of those and move them out.
Sounds good. And so that would be, Lyra, let's reconfigure and take the library off.
Yeah.
And maybe look at the food depot or the education campus.
Okay.
Because it has a payment option, do you all feel like we should include City Hall as a recommended spot?
How many? I mean, I can't speak for myself because I don't go there. I do everything online. Okay. So if there's a lot of foot traffic that comes through there, I think it would be a good location. I just myself have never had to go to City Hall.
Okay.
But I think I think City Hall would be good. But also, I think that the library, we really need one at the library and to withhold the one that at the theater. Because unless they're gonna pay for it, and if they're gonna pay for it, then it can be there to show all their upcoming events and everything. I think we should focus more or less on what's going on in the city, and then everybody, you know, can add theirs, but a lot of focus on what they're gonna be showing. I just don't think that would be the proper.
That makes sense. And we can talk to them about partnering. As I mentioned to Lyra, we haven't gotten to that portion. We are looking at grants in terms of covering, but as you stated, Apostle, which is very wise. Some of the businesses, if they want to have the signage to cover the cost, because it would be primarily promoting their business.
Or cover a portion of the cost.
Correct. Yes. Any other comments regarding the locations? So we'll leave the library on, Lyra. We'll put an asterisk by the theater.
Yeah.
Were there any other locations that the board felt like we needed to kind of, you know, reconfigure? Because Ms. Bracey raised a great point about them being only a fourth of a mile from each other, and we could really spread that out further.
Mm-hmm. Definitely think food is a good space. If we move one of those over there, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Because everybody needs milk. If nothing else, definitely. Everybody goes to Food Depot for eggs and milk.
Definitely. So that'd be a good spot. Okay. So we have Food Depot, Lyra, that we're adding. And we're taking away the one at the theater. The other thing is we actually have two theaters. Miss Young represents the studio, well, I shouldn't say theaters, but performance arts facilities. One is the South, the Theater Guild, and also South Fulton or South Studios. Gosh, I don't know what's my brain. I'm having mommy brain right now.
Oh, no, no.
Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds good. So just to recap, we will keep the library on as an alternative. We will replace the theater with the Food Depot. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, fantastic.
All right.
Also, we can also look, I don't know if you said Landmark Christian. Okay.
Yeah, we had that on there, but I think there was some pushback because of the construction happening there last time. So we thought, you know, that could be good as a phase two. If the city is able to or wants to install more signs, we could save that for a later installation.
I think Landmark should be in phase one.
Okay.
Because they are renovating, doing renovation there. They just came before the Downtown Development Authority, the bond inducement. So I think it would be a great time to at least implement the first sign while they are.
We can put that back on the proposal. And again, you know, once we finalize that this is something the city does want to move forward with, we can actually walk the sites together and then figure out where exactly will the first phase go. But I will put the Landmark School back on the list of
proposals. They're in the process of doing what is it, $8 million renovation. Yeah. So I would definitely.
Okay, even with Landmark. This is just my personal feelings. If we're going to put it at businesses, then they need to be in collaboration with us for the fees. I don't think that we should take on the whole fees when we put it at these businesses, you know?
Yeah, I agree, especially with Landmark. Landmark, you know, they can afford that.
With all of them, all of them can afford it.
Lyra, do you want to talk about that revenue share piece again?
Yeah, absolutely.
And just quickly, Apostle, that's speaking to your point about the businesses taking on a portion of the cost. The revenue share is something that Lyra can give us more information about.
Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, there's two ways that we can fund installations. We do need a co-investment to be able to make the hardware investment on the company side. That can come either from the city, and we usually call it city co-investment, or it can come from a private business, and we usually call it sponsorship. So let's say the city is able to fund, you know, four signs using city money or using grant funding. But then, you know, there's a few locations near local businesses like the Landmark School or the theater where they say, you know, we can make that upfront investment into the sign. We could, you know, include that as well. So we are able to do those two models. And on that sponsorship model,
Any money that is coming from businesses, so not coming from the city, SUFA will share back 20% of the net revenue with the city. So whenever a business is able to sponsor, sign, or advertise on it, 20% of that revenue net will be going towards the city. And that's paid out on a quarterly basis, so every 3 months. So, you know, if the city is able to help connect us with local businesses that are willing to pay to fund the signs installation or to even further digitally advertise on them, that will be shared back with the city.
And that revenue structure on average, based upon Lyra did some, worked up some numbers for us to give us a bird's eye view as to what that figure would be. It would probably be around $2,000 towards the city a year. Would that be about right?
Yeah, $2,000 per sign per year is based on like historic data with Atlanta, roughly.
And we're looking at how many signs?
How many signs? Oh, are we saying the same thing?
We're looking between 1 to 5 signs.
Okay.
So it would be monies, revenues, excuse me, that we could possibly earn. And we could, I think that would either go to the board for us to do additional projects, or we can determine how that would be used, where those funds would go. But I would think that would be more towards the beautification and revenues that would go to the board.
Is it any kind of structure, how much the sponsorship or partnership of each company that that they contribute? Is it anything that's in your breakdown of that? Or is it that we make a decision on that?
Yes, Lyra.
So just to understand your question, are you asking about how we set the pricing for business?
Well, yeah. So Apostle Jones is talking specifically to what that revenue share breakdown, and it goes back to that table that you put together for me.
Yeah.
That pretty much talks about what Lyra put together is an estimate, and she reduced it by 20% because we know that the market in Atlanta is different than the market in Fairburn.
Yeah.
So we reduced it by 20%. And the investment structure, the fees are set in terms of the cost of the equipment and the signage.
Yes.
And the company can either take all of the cost, or they can state what portion of the cost. It would be more like sponsorship, as Lyra said.
Yeah.
So let's say the cost is like $8,000. And a company decided to do $2,000 of the cost, we would have some sort of recognition of that company on the vinyl, on the back end of the vinyl.
That's totally correct, Sylvia.
Okay, and the reason I was asking that, because when we're talking about Landmark and the theaters and Food Depot and all that, we have to make sure that they know that that signage is not just for their advertisement, but for the whole entire city.
Completely. That's right. And if they, you know, if any commercial business wants to advertise, we do charge for that. We only provide free marketing for the city.
Okay.
So first, what we're looking at is, first, we have to establish a buy-in with the companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to just install a sign and then try to get the customers after the fact.
Yes, completely.
So we have to start with the buy-in on the top end. Yeah. So once you decide on where the signs will be installed, then we probably need to go, especially on the top end, to those particular customers, because they will be the dominant customer at that point.
Yeah.
Correct? Like Food Depot.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, the city co-investment does give us a little bit of flexibility to install, even if we don't have any committed advertisers yet. but it's, you're totally right that our most successful pilots are when we work together with the city to make the connections and sort of already talk to them even before we install, and we talk about, you know, having an impact right upon launch when people are noticing the signs the most. And things we've done in the past is, you know, partnering with the local Chamber of Commerce or similar, you know, business board, Main Street board here would be the perfect example, and leveraging that to get in touch with all the local businesses, host a demo to help them understand where the signs are located, how they can use it, you know, what the pricing is, and just be there to answer any questions. So definitely would want to get ahead of that before the install. That's totally right.
Yeah. And then okay. Also, I'm sorry, go ahead, Pastor Jones. Apostle okay. Jones.
I was going to ask with the library, do we have to get the approval from Fulton County? Because that is a Fulton County library.
Yeah, you definitely would need that from Fulton yeah. County first.
Okay, so we got to do that. So I just think the location is very important.
Yeah,
and you want people to know exactly what's going on.
Yeah,
you know, in the city, but I have my reservation about Landmark for some reason, Rhonda, and let me tell you why. Because, and I know a lot of people from Landmark is moving into the city. I think if we had it not at their school, but at general locations that they coming in to purchase, you know, and I know they pay tuitions there and everything, but I just think it would be something a little bit better if we have it like, at that courtyard, at spots that people have to gather at versus actual business other than the library. But that's just my concept. You know, I'm looking from a different, probably perspective.
Yeah, because I can understand your concern with Landmark. I think I'm looking at it from the beneficial part of it is that, like, my kids play against Landmark. So their school is in Noonan. So you have a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents, a lot of family who come into Landmark, and that's their opportunity to really see what Fairburn has to offer.
But don't we have other areas that is not on private property in that manner? You know, I'm just, and not just Landmark, I'm talking about general areas, period, that is not actually on the business property, you know, that we can draw. I mean, I'm just looking at it from that perspective, you know, but maybe I'm looking at it a little too deep.
Yeah, because I can understand. I understand what you're saying. I'm thinking about the foot traffic that Landmark brings in.
And that's I was looking at the foot traffic from Landmark and the church next to Landmark, all of that. Maybe not exactly on Landmark's property per se, but I know part of the LCI or the Streetscape grant, it will deal with the alcove.
Right.
Up under the bridge area.
That would be perfect. That's what I'm looking at. That would be more perfect to me because that's the foot traffic moving because, you know, everybody walking now, walk, work, and play. And, but actually on the property, I think we need to reevaluate that, and not just with Landmark, with all the businesses, except for the library. The library, it definitely need to be there on the property.
Yeah.
So when we're thinking about are we thinking about right there on the corner between the church, like on the sidewalk right there in between the church and Landmark, but on the Landmark side?
Yes.
Okay.
Or even further down to where the bridge is at.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would be thinking about.
Wherever the LCI Streetscape grant will be implemented, which the LCI, I'm not for sure. Does everyone know about the LCI?
I do not.
No.
You don't? Okay. Well, the LCI, it stands for Livable Cities Initiatives. And it's a grant that cities apply for, and many cities have been awarded the grant. And I'm not for sure, how much is Fairburn's grant, Sylvia? Do you?
100,000. That was the amount that was awarded through the LCI project.
Okay. So during this, what it is basically is street improvements. And you should see street improvements and street widening. So you should start seeing that where the sidewalks would start looking different. And I'm not for sure you all doing, Sylvia, as far as the parking initiative, parallel right. parking.
Or, right. So okay. the great thing about it is that there's going to be pedestrian bridges and a court, not really a courtyard, but in a pedestrian area on Broad Street that links to Landmark. So if there is a concern by the board of having it actually on private property, there will be opportunities where it can service the Landmark constituent base as well as the community without actually being on the private property.
And see, and that's what I'm looking at with that LCI piece and the arts, what is it? The art grant too, right there. I think that's going to be the perfect spot. Mm-hmm. Because you got a lot of foot traffic there and you got the parking when people are going to be parking because that they've been parking at that space, but that space won't be available for them to park at, but they got the parking lot of the kids, they got the parking all around for the game and for the parents. So I think that would be a better spot. That's to me now, I'm looking at it from that standpoint.
And downtown, Armando's and Casablanca's are more immediate parking lots that have been added. Although mm-hmm. those are restaurants, the city still owns those parking lots.
Right.
And they are allotting a portion of those for people who are coming down to the historic district.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that was going to be my next point as well. Even with the LCI grant, and you're looking at implementing this, I know part of it, well, it is, I mean, it is a GDOT grant. So if you're looking at putting anything, having, have dealt businesses with GDOT, need to get their okay, put it that way, to even put a sign or anything up, because I know they purchased some of those right-of-ways or easements that you will see with the LCI streetscape coming aboard. So in other words, what I'm saying is whatever we do or wherever you want to implement the signs that you just need to get, talk with the owners and get ahead of the game instead of,
the back end, that makes sense.
The back end.
Uh-huh. So Lyra and I will follow up on that end and sort of coordinate that effort. But we've gotten some good insight from you all, the board, in terms of what spaces to look at and kind of reconfigure this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think once you figure out the exact number of signs we can do and some of these right-of-way issues, it'll be a lot easier to prioritize as well.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, I have another question. Okay, based off of the example that you gave, if you have $8,000 in signs,
mm-hmm.
Or four signs, because it's $2,000 per sign per year, or we have four signs, which is $8,000 per year, and the owner's portion is, let's say they pay $6,000. Mm-hmm. Or 2,000 of that 8,000, which means the 6,000 will be the responsibility of who?
Yes.
Sylvia, is it Main Street Board or Will? Are you looking at the city?
Well, that's
who will be the responsible.
That will be the Main Street Board. Any of this, okay. And that's one of the reasons why we're looking at the grants opportunity.
Okay.
This is something that is a Main Street initiative in terms of the wayfinding system. When we talked about our work plan earlier in the year, this was something that the board decided was a project that they wanted to do. So when we kind of move forward with that course, then my role was to look at grants and other ways to raise those funds and go from there. So right now that's kind of where everything is. But we can go into more detail about once we get closer towards the cost,
We have to go through the approval process, of course. It has been initially approved to go through with the Dream project that myself and Mr. Colbreth are working on. So that's later in the presentation tonight. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but yeah. Does that address, Madam Chair?
Yes.
One other question that I did have, I know that Lee represents our 74 Highway 74 corridor. Do we want to consider a sign on there, or do are we pretty much covered on Highway 74?
I think you're pretty much covered on 74, because wherever you see development, they always have, you will see a marquee already there.
Right. That's true. Okay, were there any other questions for Lyra? Well, Lyra, thank you so much for joining us this evening and providing that update. We will be in contact with you regarding our next steps, but we appreciate you taking time to speak with us this evening.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you.
I really appreciate all your feedback. Take care.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. So Madam Chair, we can proceed with the agenda as printed. And I believe South Fulton, I didn't know whether you wanted to go ahead and, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can get to Mr. Knight. Mr. Knight.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Phil Horse, so forgive me for the raspy voice, but trust and believe the energy is still there. Welcome. Thank you, Sylvia, for allowing me to grace your meeting this evening. The South Fulton Chamber, if you are not familiar, has been around 74 years, going on its 75th year. We at the Chamber are glad to be a partner with the City of Fairburn, which of course we represent not only you, but the other seven cities also. So please understand that we're here to be your partner and to help you grow, maintain business relationships, and also expand on what you're currently doing. I love hearing what Lyra just mentioned earlier in terms of the marquees to generate foot traffic. Well, with that being said, we're able to help you as well. So whatever we can do here at the South Fulton Chamber, please know that we're able to, we'll do just that. One of the things I want to say is, we're pleased to be able to help you when you have new businesses come into the City of Fairburn, and it's proper with your ribbon cuttings. Because again, you are the Chamber, and therefore the Chamber is you. We want to make sure that everyone knows where their business is located, but also want to make sure that they're getting the services of the city, as well as the relationships of those other business owners in the South Fulton area. Again, our small businesses, as well as our corporate partners, our business memberships range from $275 per year to that of our corporate partners. Most of our small business owners make up the majority of the $275. I am very clear in saying we are not check writers or check acceptors. We don't want you to write a check and expect the world to open up. We want you to be an active partner in the growth of your business. Therefore, we need you to keep us informed as to what you have going on. We can offer you free advertising as well at the Chamber. By way of your membership, you have access to all members on an email portal. You have access to having flyers posted on the Chamber website as well. We have just now created our newest website, where it's more user-friendly, whereas you will actually be able to reach out to all members of the Chamber individually and directly. That way, when you see a particular business owner that you want to communicate with and help build a relationship, you have that option to do that, just that. Their business address and phone number is listed on the chamber website, as well as email address if they have allowed it to be there. Again, that's one of the ways. Also, as a small business owner, you do not always have to meet at Starbucks or the coffee house. You have access to the chamber corporate office, small meeting room, as well as the conference room, free of charge, because of that, that pays for your membership as well. So you simply need to schedule with our office manager, Ms. Linda, between those hours of 9 and 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. Again, these are things that are available to you. Free notary service as well. Simply let Ms. Linda know that you have forms that need to be completed, but please make sure they bring the proper identification so that she won't tell you to go home. Also, if you need to make copies, if you need to make copies for events at your location, come by the office, because we have a color printer right there and we have the paper as well. Again, we want to make the chamber accessible to you as a member of the South Fulton Chamber of Commerce. We can't do that without you. Therefore, we want to see you grow. We constantly tell our large partners that our small business owners are looking for opportunity to expand their business from home base to brick and mortar. They can't do that without having access to those large partners. They tend to have opportunities where they will outsource projects. Well, we don't know if you have the skill set for those projects. We don't know who you are. I'm a firm believer, as the Vice President of Membership and Engagement, that if I don't know you, you don't exist. Therefore, I need to know who you are as a member of our chamber and as a member of South Fulton, because every day my ear is open and I'm listening to someone say, this is what I'm doing, this is what I might need. Well, I'm running down that membership database of over 400 members, constantly thinking, who is the perfect fit for that person, so that they have the opportunity to get in front of someone and show them exactly what they do. Well, I'll say this real quickly. You have an artist at your meeting tonight. He is an awesome guy. Why? Because I know what he does and I've seen his work. So when Sylvia made mention of a project, I said, hold that thought. Let me make you a phone call and put that person in touch with you. Why? Because we believe in building relationships. We do not network. We want long-lasting partnerships. Partnerships exceed and far exceed what you're currently doing today. We want to make sure that as Fairburn grows from 15,000 members in the community to 25,000, we need to know that those members have access to your Chamber of Commerce, as well as to your city board and your council. So again, I'm here 7 days a week, 365 days a year, always thinking about Fairburn, and more so thinking about South Fulton County. I can answer any questions if you might have them.
Thank you so much, Mr. Knight. I know I have a question regarding, and Mr. Knight is so right in terms of the resources that are available to small businesses as a board. I know that there are people who you all encounter on a regular basis that say, what resources are available to help our business, to support us in what we're doing, especially with COVID. You were saying about the distribution. What is the distribution or as far as the advertising, how many is on your list? And can you just kind of revisit how that supports our small businesses again? Because a lot of our folks, believe it or not, board, when we did a survey of all of the small businesses in the historic district,
one of the top things that they needed assistance with was marketing.
Well, in terms of marketing and for our small business owners, we know funds are always tight. So again, if you have a flyer or a project that you're working on, we need you to send us a flyer if you're a member of the chamber. Now, the city of Fairburn is a member of the chamber, but all the small businesses owners are not members. Part of being a member of the chamber is to have access for that marketing. Therefore, with the new website, you will be able to send us flyers and we will upload that information to be distributed to not only the members of the chamber, but also to our email database. In our email database, we have over 2,000 that receive information from us on a daily basis. So that helps you get the word out as to what you're doing and when it will happen. Now, of course, we prefer that you send it to us at least 3 weeks prior to the event so we can put it in circulation. But of course, you'll definitely have to, you will have to join the chamber as a small business owner first.
We're also looking, as a board, we have been looking at special events and activities, and the chamber has mentioned a willingness to help us and partner on some of those events. So Mr. Knight will be a great resource on that. We've talked about some business incubators to help some of our smaller businesses in terms of accessing loans so during this time and grant processing and all of that. So we are so thankful for the chamber. We're thankful for you being on our call tonight. Are there any thoughts or questions that you all may have for Mr. Knight while we have him here? He's hard to reach. I know I had to wait for him to get off the plane and...
I'm always telling South Fulton, wherever I am, trust me, because again, if we are not, as your chamber is not doing its job of trying to help market you, then we're not being viable. Our goal is to make sure that you are sustainable. We can't get your business off the ground if we don't know who you are. And if these large business owners don't know who you are, we can't put you in front of them. But we need to know exactly what it is you're doing. So the dance studio, I need you to come up with a quick dance so we can get it on TikTok or a YouTube or something of that matter. Kimberly, you got an opportunity here. Lee, you have new businesses out there on 74. Now the foodie in me loves to eat. So therefore I need to know who all of them are. Now, of course, some of them are members of the chamber. Don't get me wrong, but I'm always want to make sure that we are putting you first so that you have the opportunity to grow and exceed what your options are there in Fairburn.
Awesome. Well, we again.
Well, I'll go ahead and say this, Mr. Knight. It's good to see you again.
Good to see Merlin. You too, Ron.
Missed you.
I've missed you as well, but you're in my heart.
I know, because of COVID, we missed. I will say this, what, may I call you Merlin for tonight or Mr. Knight? Okay.
Mr. Knight is my daddy.
Well, I will say this on behalf of the South Fulton Chamber of Commerce. For any of you small business owners, it is a great opportunity. They offer great opportunities. He is correct. With the networking abilities that they have, I could tell you I work for another city, as you all may know, and we are a member of the South Fulton Chamber, just like Fairburn is. And I get called, in my capacity, I get calls from Linda. Miss Linda and Miss Matthews, Diane Matthews, as well as I get calls from them from a business that may need my services or my department services, as well as I do call them on occasion. Because in this field that we're in, and I can kind of say that as well as with you, Merlin, with the South Fulton Chamber. It is all about economics and economic development, redeveloping or renovating your city or redeveloping your city. And so what he, well, I will add to what Merlin had said about the networking is when you join the chamber, you meet so many powerful and sometimes Fortune 500 companies there. They have a monthly luncheon, and you will meet people in my capacity who you would probably never even see or don't even know. You would be amazed how many people don't even know what economic development is about, and they've had a business for many, many years.
Exactly.
And that service is here to assist you as a business owner to grow and expand. And part of their membership is, like you said, cities, as well as, I'm not for sure if any one of you all have heard of the Aerotropolis. Mm-hmm. And they are a member as well. Now, the Aerotropolis is a very powerful, powerful alliance. And they are the project lead, or they are spearheading the whole redevelopment of everything from the airport down to Palmetto to Douglasville. I believe they are expanding in Douglasville. Mm-hmm. So on this Aerotropolis, you have people like Doug Hooker, who is part of the ARC or Atlanta Regional Commission. And you have that. You have Department of Community Affairs. You have the mayors of the different cities. And you even have Porsche, who is a member. Those are powerful players. And those are people that people in my capacity, we sit among, because their business is our business and our business is their business. Exactly. So if that's all part of helping the city to grow. And if cities don't grow, small businesses don't grow. So it's a domino effect where we have to rely on each other. So, and they also have, which I thought is so great, business to business type, like he was saying, like Merlin was saying, the business to business aspect. So with each one of you, you may, I call it a bartering system. I don't know if anyone heard of a bartering system. What you do may profit somebody else, and what they do may profit you. So you wouldn't know that until you made that connection with another business person. So I probably, and I'm going to use one of you guys as an example, Ms. Young, okay? I probably would have never even met you unless I've seen you at one of those meetings, and you'll see people like me talk with you and, you know, conversate with you. And if you told me you own a dance studio, well, I probably in my capacity say, you know what? I got a good place for your dance studio because I need your dance studio. I need you because we are doing this, that, and the other. I need you. Miss Bracy, the same thing in Paris, you know, I mean, all of that, Mr. Colbert Breath. And I mean, it's just, you wouldn't ordinarily have that opportunity unless you get among other people in your capacity. You'd be amazed. I've sat at tables with the governor, Governor Kemp. Of course, Keisha Lance, Mayor Bottoms. She's there on some occasions. And like I said, Doug Hooker is a very powerful man. And so I think the chamber, I mean, it's just, you could just get a wealth. It's just a wealth of opportunity. So I am pushing you because I know what I know in my capacity, we need you guys. Simple as that. They need us. We need, you know, them. So I can't speak enough. I am a recent graduate of the South Fulton Leadership Academy.
Yeah. My classmate.
Okay. Classmate. So, and you would even see people, what was his name? The CEO, well, he's running the airport. So maybe you all want to get a contract federal or governmental contract with, and you'd be amazed what type of contracts that they offer. You know, you may say a dance studio, what would that have to do with a federal or governmental contract? Easy, very easy. So you may need that, but the only way you can be exposed to those type of people if you are in an arena like the chamber.
Correct.
So kudos to the South Fulton Chamber, and I really urge all small businesses to become a member of the chamber.
And again, thank you again for that, Rhonda. It's only $275, which a lot will think is a lot of money, but that's only one time per year. And think about what you can accomplish in that 1 year, and the relationships that you will manifest in that 1 year. Amazing how from that 1 year, and then 3 years later, you're looking at how your business has grown from the small home front to the brick and mortar to, as Rhonda might say, to the government contract because of the relationships that you built at our lunch and learn sessions, our business after hours, our golf tournament, or any other event that we might have that are free to you unless otherwise stipulated. Mm-hmm. So again, take advantage of the opportunities that the South Fulton Chamber has so that it will totally, I believe, turn your business in a better way. Again, we can't make your business grow unless we have you helping us grow your business.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else have anything for Merlin, Mr. Knight? Oh, Merlin. Any questions or concerns or questions, statements? Okay, Merlin.
All right.
Well, I hope to see you soon.
Will do, will do. We'll have to do a outside lunch.
I know. We have to plan that, Merlin, because we left off on a lunch, on a luncheon. So we have to.
And we just have to celebrate. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Tell everyone I said hello.
I've been vaccinated. So everyone, I'll just say, go and get the vaccination. And make us all proud.
Thank you, Merlin.
All right.
So have good to see you, everyone. You too. Thank you. Okay.
So I guess the next one is community events and cultural affairs.
Yes.
Presentation by Department of Parks and Recreation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is John Culbert, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Fairburn. Just like to give a quick overview and entertain any questions you might have. The mayor and council approved the opening on a partial basis of Duncan Park for May 1st, 2021. That partial opening includes opportunities for people to walk around the lake or jog. It also includes the opening of the Barry Athletics program. In addition to that, it approved the VFW opening so that they could have activities in their building. And everything is still approved based upon the pandemic. We still are in one, although its situations are being improved due to the vaccination program. And I would like to just go over, Madam Chair and members of the Main Street Board, and I would like to thank Ms. Abernathy for having me come out so we can just talk about things that we want to do. And we want to, and I believe in collaboration. Collaboration is something that we need to do. And parks do have an economic impact. In any community where there are parks, they have an economic impact one way or the other, whether it's league tournaments coming in and people coming from different areas, and they're stopping into the businesses, purchasing things and items. So parks have an impact in economics. It's been proven and studied that they do. Just some of the programs, and I'll get these to Ms. Abernathy for the board to have a packet of things that we're scheduling for the year. One of the first things we're working on is a difficult challenge coming out of 1 year of being closed in due to the pandemic. We want to try to open the pool this year. We are searching for lifeguards. We are looking to try to get that program open by the end of May. We also want to do a partnership with Main Street with our farmers market program. What I would like to do is sort of re-engineer that program and have a taste of Fairburn, meaning that we can engage all of the businesses that have food and all the restaurants who are on Main Street. We want to involve them and also see how we can assist them in being involved in presenting what they provide to the public in the way of food. That's a project that we will meet on next week with Ms. Abernathy, myself, and my staff to try to see how we can cull this out. In the past, it's my understanding that the farmers market program became more or less not as much about food, but other items were being sold. So we want to try to help bring out what, and this will help with the marketing, I think, of the restaurants. If we can get their food before the public, not just the public in Fairburn, but we want to market this so that people will come to downtown Main Street, Fairburn, and participate in the food and the marketplace, and we would like to provide some entertainment with that. And then we want that to become almost a signature event for all the merchants who have businesses on Main Street. Other programs we're gonna be providing for the public are senior fitness programs at Duncan Park. We're gonna organize walking clubs. We're going to also utilize some of Avery Park. We're going to have things for the young people as well. We're going to provide an art exhibit downtown at the Frankie Arnold stage and courtyard, martial arts classes. Of course, we want to have a mayor's movie night at Duncan Park. One of the things we did also this year, while we were closed in with the pandemic, we engaged in a contract with the state to provide a fishing event for youth. And we can move that up as soon as the park is fully open, where we will teach young people with the state. The state is going to provide us with fishing equipment that we can let young people use. And I see this as an opportunity for young people to connect with nature. Many of our young people, they have some programs and activities, but a lot of times they are not connected directly with nature, and they need to be involved and understand nature. There was a guy who wrote a book called Last Child in the Woods. And in that book, he talks about how a lot of our young people are tied into the electronic systems and phones, but they don't get a chance to connect with nature. And they have what he called a nature deficit disorder. So we want to get them involved in nature related activities. Those are just some of the programs we're providing. We also have a big goal of providing major concert at Duncan Park, as well as concert activities on the stage at downtown Fairburn at the Frankie Arnold stage. And with that, I'll just entertain any other questions the board might have.
I have a question about, did you say partially open?
Yes, ma'am.
What's not going to be available?
At this time, the baseball fields will not be open and available. The football fields will be available under Duncan on the Berry Athletics.
No. That's what I wanted to correct you on. It's not Berry Athletics. It's Fairburn Flames or
okay.
Fairburn. It's not Berry.
It looks okay. like Berry though.
Well, Berry is who came to us, Mr. Berry. And I know it's the Fairburn Flames.
Yeah. Just not to cut you off, but he just wants to make sure, you know, all our kids need a place to go. And
that's play. Right.
So
that's
that,
right.
That was it. But it's not ours. It's the Flames, it's been Flames forever. So we're going to keep it like that. So, yeah.
I agree with you. I won't debate that.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Are there any other questions?
I do.
Apostle
Mr.
Jones.
Colbert.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. But you know what my question is going to be. What do you have for the Lightning Park?
When the Lightning Park opens up, we can plan activities over there. We can collaborate with you, especially because you have the insight in the Lightning community. We can provide some activity there. That's something
okay.
we need to just come up with a list of activities. I'm open to all kinds of ideas. I don't have all the ideas. I believe in community input into anything that we do.
Okay, so it won't be open in May though, is what you're saying.
Well,
it will not.
No, ma'am. Right now. Okay. Only Duncan has been the focus. Hopefully in the okay. next phase, everything will be open. Everything will be
okay.
open. And as you know, your park is scheduled for expansion, where
right.
a major pavilion will be developed there. The
right.
money's already in the hopper and it's just a matter of it being scheduled.
Okay. All right. I just want to know what to tell the people because they have been asking me when the park gonna open. And so now I can tell them, you know, I had told them, I said, maybe May. So I can go back and tell them it will not be May.
Yeah, it might be late May or early June, but all that's that depends upon another vote by the
okay.
city council, another vote by the
okay.
city council.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Apostle Jones. Questions?
We don't have time for that.
We do, but I do want to make sure when you were discussing the Parks and Rec.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that the city has not done its job in thinking about our kids. We have lost our kids, our recreation kids, to a lot of other parks that have found places for their kids to practice and play. We're not opening up the baseball field during baseball season. That's crazy to me. Kids should have access to every sport in the city that they live in. They shouldn't have to go to Union City to go play baseball and expect to come back here and be a Flame. I think the city needs to do a better job of welcoming the community back to Duncan Park, not just asking us to spend money, but there needs to be some type of giving these kids some ice cream or something. I just want them to put some thought into getting the residents back into Duncan Park.
I agree with that, and that is my goal. My goal is to get activities going. And once we open back up fully, I'm a programmer. I believe in innovative programs. For example, we want to have a drone flying competition, get the young kids involved in stuff like that. I'm going to have a junior golf program teaching boys and girls about golf. I've already collaborated with the First Tee program in Atlanta. And I've also went to the golf course down there on 74. We want to do innovative things and get them involved. We want to we have funds that we're going to provide a youth flag team. So once things open up, you're going to see a lot of things happen. I promise you in the park. We're going to have music classes with special instruments. There's people who want to teach kids how to play a guitar, you know? So we're going to have the gamut of things. You're going to see a variety of things in Fairburn programs. We want to have concert events for the adults in the park. Bring the food trucks in, bring the vendors in up to the upper field at Duncan Park football field, and just let people relax and have a good time. Of course, we want to have the movie up there. We have the movie screen that we'll blow up and put the movie up there and have also food and entertainment at that time. So I'm open. You have a person who has been in the park system. I worked in the City of Atlanta park system 31 years, Fulton County Director of Parks and Recreation 5 years, Jacksonville, Florida park system 2 years. So I'm open to all kind of innovative things. And we do want to get the kids in. I realize we did from the Flames lose some kids to other programs. Douglas, over in Douglas County, I know the route of what has happened. I got the history, people in my ears. And so we want to bring them back. We want to have hopefully a homecoming event. Once things open up, we can have something like that. Come back to the park, come to the park in Fairburn, because there's no reason why someone who pays taxes in Fairburn, a parent should have to go outside of
pay
there.
Taxes there and pay out of the city fee to go play.
That's right. So we're ready. I'm ready, and we want to do some good things here in the city of Fairburn. Good. In collaboration with Main Street as well, we want to see activity downtown, activity where the merchants are involved. I recall in the past when we had events in Fairburn, and the problem was engagement of getting the merchants engaged from the businesses, and that's always been a challenge. But I heard earlier that their main thing is they want to be marketed. They want people to know they're there so that they can prosper in their businesses. And anything we could do in the Parks Department to do it with the help of the mayor and council, I'm here to help make it happen. And y'all give me your ideas, give me your suggestion, give me your criticism as well.
Ms. Smith, did you have a question, a comment or question?
I did have a question. I noticed, I like the idea where you were saying that you were gonna move the farmer's market to the Chase, kind of the Pace, change the, I guess, the narrative of that. Now with that being said, because you're over that part in the pavilion area, I'm maybe calling it.
The stage.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're breaking up a little bit, but
sound like I was breaking up. But all right, can we do some business grow in that area? Because again, I know when I was part of another group before, do it first. It was in Decatur, West Sky. Every beginning of the enrollment, they would get the businesses so that they could tell the students, these are the businesses that are available to you, where to go eat, where to get services. And that way you would set the tables up on the college campus, like me. But of course we can, and we do have now down, so we can park and also be, we probably got it out of hand with the farmer's market. It was supposed to be food, but it was this.
Ms. Smith?
Where they could
I can't understand.
Ms. Smith, you're breaking up, but Mr. Colberth, I think what Ms. Smith is saying is that when she was a part of another program, they would have a community night of sorts where the business representatives and the restaurants would have places on site. So I believe I heard that she was saying possibly to incorporate that as a portion of the re-engineering of the farmer's market Taste of Fairburn, where there's like a community table or tables dedicated to talking about those programs.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Ms. Smith, that's not a problem. I'm sure we can incorporate that. That's not a problem, Ms. Smith.
Yeah. I don't know why. Can y'all hear me? I'm having a bad connection. But yeah, now I was just saying, I agree with separating it, but I totally agree, but can we add to, since you're in, over that area where we do it, where we can, that was an easy way I know when we did it with another college, because it was kind of letting the college students know where to go, what was the service to them. And now you're incorporating the students that are coming in as well as the businesses. And of course you can involve the community as well.
just making it a separate entity and giving it its own name so that we won't take away from the people that are doing the farmers market.
Oh, okay. I think I understand what you're saying, Ms. Smith. Are you talking about a separate table or?
Right, like the, a separate tables as well, but just like you said, separated so it won't take away from the farmers market. Keep it more business related, but have a separate event yearly where the people in Fairburn come out and see the businesses that are offered to them. They can hand out information, what they do. So they're also learning that are in the downtown or even, you know, 74, but specifically downtown is what's hurting.
Okay. All right. So that's another program suggestion. I hear you, Ms. Smith.
Yes, just another program suggestion.
Okay. Sylvia and I will work on that and see what we come up with. And one other thing, and Sylvia will talk about that. We have collaborated, when I said we, Parks and Recreation has collaborated with the Main Street Project on the Dream Grant application. We collaborated on that, and I'll let Sylvia talk about the specifics of that, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. So we are incorporating through our Main Street Board. We're going to participate in what's called the Dream Arts and Cultural Affairs Project. And during our next meeting, we'll go into more detail about what that project is. And thank you, Mr. Colbreth, for taking time to speak with us and to speak with our board about the programming through Parks and Recreation. Another component, the reason
You're
why
welcome.
It says, yes, sir. Part of it is the cultural affairs is because we're going to look at activating some of the dormant spaces in our downtown area. During one of our more recent business meetings with our consultants, pop-up spaces were identified as something that was of interest of most of the residents, but also public art placement and activating our alley project, creating beautiful spaces downtown. So we are looking at mural, we're looking at the utility boxes in the downtown area, painting that. In fact, we have Derek Bryant on the call. Derek, can you show your face, please? but Derek Bryant has worked with Union City, College Park, State of Georgia, and a lot of different governments throughout the state of Georgia and around the city. So I think, do you all, as a board, do you all remember, do you all remember the pictures that we showed during one of our previous meetings about the painted utility boxes?
Yes.
So that is something in getting that whole look and bringing one of the biggest comments that as a board you all expressed to us is that the downtown seemed bland. You really don't, it doesn't show the diversity of our community. It doesn't share our story. So the art, the cultural place of bringing like that art onto our main street is really what's gonna bring what we call character spaces. So that's something that the grant that Mr. Colbert talked about, we're looking at, we've already applied for that through the National Endowment of the Arts to get funding for some of those projects that we are doing. And I'll let Mr. Derek Bryant talk a little bit about that component in terms of, as an artist, how that connectivity works. You have to unmute yourself. Oh, sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi, because it's the end of the meeting, but she saved the best for last for you. I got some information to show to you as well as what she's talking about because I have samples. A lot of you probably already know me. You probably worked with me before. I worked with Merlin. I worked with South Fulton Chamber of Commerce with Diane. I'm the person that's taking the pictures at all the events. And so you probably seen my face before. I know who you are, Pastor. Is it Rhonda?
Yeah, me, Rhonda.
Or yeah, I met you before as well. met the governor. I haven't met you yet, Mr. John. You are a very important component. I work with the community. I actually run a nonprofit. I've been running a nonprofit with kids, art nonprofit, since 2011. I got incorporated in 2015, and I've been doing different art projects with the kids in different areas. I've done Hamilton E. Holmes, did a project with them, with their kids, doing a mural in their school, and I gave them art supplies, and I do different scholarship for kids that are into the arts. But I wanna bring up this presentation, and I'm gonna show you some of the stuff so you can actually see some visuals and not just hear me blab all day, because you guys you guys been hearing people talk, and so I'm the visual person, so it's time for me to get the visuals in play so you can see it. So let me share my screen. Let me see. And I'll bring it up. So I just wanted to give you guys my website as well. So if you miss any information, because I may be talking kind of fast or whatnot, trying to get all the stuff out so you guys can get off this thing and enjoy the rest of your night, because I know it's getting kind of late. So I provided my website. You can go there and check out some of my work. I used to actually work with the state or the government, graphic designer for the administrative office of the courts, actually, before I started my business. So I worked with all the courts, from the Supreme to municipal, doing different logos, different projects, annual reports, everything, you name it, dealing with graphic designs. So if you've seen some of the seals, I'm kind of the person that designed the seals for the court system of that nature. But I just kind of got bored, because you know how government is, it's structured and it's cut and dry. You know what to expect, and I'm a creative person. So, you know, the best thing for me was to start my own business, and I haven't looked back. You guys said it's a pandemic. I ain't stopped working. This is the busiest I've ever been in my life. I kid you not. It's a blessing. God has been blessing me truly right now. So these are some of the murals. This first one to the left top, that's a mural that I just recently did in North Carolina. I kind of bounce around in North Carolina and Georgia a lot because I'm originally from North Carolina. So a lot of these projects are, I start there as kind of a baby project so I can expand out. So I've actually been working with Parks and Recs for some time now. So that's why I said, Mr. John, we're going to definitely talk.
Absolutely. I do a lot of
projects with the arts, and that's a great way to bring kids together, or even people that would normally not come together or meet. Art is a great bridge to bring those people together. So, you know, that's kind of where my expertise come in with organizing and planning certain events with kids. I've done an event with Union City as well, as you see down there in the right corner. I was a person that painted that mural that you guys see downtown. And Union City, I think it's at the, by the government building. It's kind of fading and stuff now. I cannot catch Vince. I cannot get him to do what he needs to do because he's so busy, so I can repaint it. But you guys know that's Vince. So yeah, moving forward. I did a mural down in College Park when they had those storefronts that were kind of abandoned and they needed some beautification projects done. I was that artist that did that as well, if you didn't know that. I've been around a lot. This project now, the biggest project that I probably have that I'm running across now is I'm doing some murals for Lowe's. So I'm really excited about that because that's top notch now. Like I'm in another ball game now. But I'm busy. I'm like really busy, blessed. But Sylvia reached out to me. Like I said, Merlin, those connections are vital. If Merlin would have never contacted me, I would have never known anything about what you guys were doing. Fairburn, even though I teach at the Senior Center, I actually was teaching at the Senior Center computer classes because I'm a graphic designer as well. So I actually plan to try to do some art clinics with the kids, with you guys, and some of the open spaces outside in the future. So that's one of the future projects that I'm thinking about doing with you guys. Of course, she said she wanted to do what is it, the power things
the on utility, this yeah.
So this is just a sketch. This is kind of a rough that I just kind of wanted to show you the possibility of what you can kind of do with these. I think, what are they, power boxes, I believe they
well,
are?
Well, that's their utility boxes. Utility, and we're looking right. at, we were looking at concepts in terms of their, it was a dog fountain that was just dedicated with Ms. Mullins about, what was that, Mr. Colbreth? Was that about a 2 weeks ago, a week ago?
About a week ago, we dedicated yeah. a fountain.
Yeah, so, yeah. so if I may, fountain. Yeah, if I may, Derek, because I want to be respectful of our folks' time. We're right at 8:30.
I know, absolutely.
We've got, right. We're not at the point. I wanted to introduce Derek because we're talking about the utility boxes, and we were also talking about the Dream Grant program with Parks and Recreation, but I wanted to kind of put that before the board, and we will follow up and have a more detailed conversation. Concepts right now are just top of the trees, but we're looking for artistic, colorful paintings for our utility boxes, both downtown as well as throughout Duncan Park. Again, this is something right. that will involve our young people. That's going to be key, where they can see themselves all throughout the community. And as a board, I know that as far as our beautification projects, that's something that we talked about. So again, this is just top of the trees right now. This is not anything set in stone. And conceptually, we right. haven't arrived at any sort of framework. But in the right. interest
this,
of
this
time,
is just like a sample.
Right. In the interest of time, do you this? First of all, thank you, Mr. Colbreth. We appreciate you.
Thank you, and thank you, board.
Before he yes. goes, Mr. Colbreth, and
yes, ma'am.
Derek, I just yes, I know we, but I just have a couple of, but you know, on your what you had mentioned about the series, your food trucks and your taste.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be a part of those meetings, if all possible.
Okay.
Give you insight on the food trucks and the taste. But questions, are you gonna charge for those services for the food trucks?
Well, no, normally any food trucks that, you know, they would have to pay. I mean, the patrons will have to pay to the food trucks. Now, that's a separate event I was talking about at Duncan Park, and such as a concert type event. Now, mm-hmm. the taste, I wanted to, Sylvia and I talked about this about almost a year ago, the beginning of the pandemic. I met with Sylvia and said, hey, we need a Taste of Fairburn type event. And the taste would sort of highlight the existing businesses, the restaurants that are down on Main Street. And get them highlighted. It doesn't mean that we couldn't bring other entities in just to spice it up, the food trucks, mm-hmm. and then you're also going to have the market people selling their food. But we want to make it a combination. We still have not made put together a detailed plan for it. We start next week with our meeting, and you're welcome to attend that meeting.
Yeah, because I've had experience with the city who I work with. We've been putting on the taste for many, many, many years.
Oh, okay, what's the city you work with, Madam
city
Chair?
City of East Point.
Okay, all right.
City of East Point. So we've been putting on the taste for many, many years. So I can give you some insight.
We welcome
on
you.
That.
We
yeah,
welcome
I think it's
you.
Been going on like 15 years now.
Right, I recall.
Uh huh.
Well, so, we welcome you. We welcome you. I'll have yeah. my assistant reach out to you when she schedules the meeting with Sylvia, myself, and my other staff.
And we'll, okay. Madam Chair, if I may, I want to, because I do want the promotions team, we may have to do that for the next meeting because we're right at 8:35.
Okay.
But I did want to, yeah, I did want to ask, were there any questions for the artist while he was on the phone? I appreciate your time. Mr. Bryant, for you joining us. I know the hour kind of got late today because we had a couple of things, but again, like I was saying, it was just top of the trees for tonight, and we can bring you back to have a more extensive sure. conversation. But
exactly.
Any of the board members have questions for Mr. Bryant while he was on the call?
I would just like to reach out to him for my art exhibit by youth at the stage. So I would like to see if he want to be involved with that.
Please, yes. We'll contact. Right. Sylvia, could you
I'll give share the contact? Mr. Bryant, I'll
so
get
much.
That information to you.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
were
sir.
There any other questions for Mr. Mm-hmm. Bryant? Madam
no,
Chair,
I'll get,
did you
have- yeah. No, I'll get with everyone by email.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds
telephone.
Good.
Well, nice meeting everyone.
One of that will be coordinated through the design team, which is under our Madam Chair. So we'll have a follow up email to go out tomorrow, just on the next steps regarding that. Mr. Lee, thank you so much for your patience today. Quick question for you. Do you want to just do this during our next, because I wanted you to have plenty of time. If I may say this real quickly, Lee has worked with our promotions team on getting together a calendar, a community calendar piece. And between the promotions team, Ms. Israel Young, Paris Hill, and Ms. Mika Smith, they put together quite an extensive list for us. So we have between May 2021 and July, we have pretty much 90 events that they listed for us. I don't know, Lee, do you want to speak on any of that, or you want to save that for our next meeting?
I think we can save it.
Okay.
But we do. We have had an opportunity to sit down and talk and have some ideas that we would love to present.
Okay. All right. I'm very excited about that because it looks like we'll have a calendar events piece. Ms. Bracey had made a wonderful recommendation to our board about a events card, and we are pretty much at that point. What we'll do, Mr. Lee, is those renderings that your team is working on, once you give me the final one in terms of which direction you want to go with out of the visual presentations, we'll send it to the committee before the next meeting so they can have comments, and then you'll have that feedback before our next meeting. Does that sound okay. good?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so that's, Madam Chair, I'll put it back in your hands.
Okay, I think that's about it. Well, as Ms. Abernathy was saying, it is getting a little late, so we don't want to hold everyone. I'll connect with Mr. Colbreth and
yes, ma'am.
I think it's Derek. We can connect. I have a couple of ideas. I think that you will be really interested in, and it will be very beneficial.
Yes,
to
ma'am.
You as with some of the programs that you had mentioned and you're getting underway. Hopefully I can help you, and you won't get so stumbled or whatever. And I can give you insight in my experiences with dealing
That's
with
great.
Some of the programs that you had listed. I'm like, yeah, I dealt with that, and I can, tell you what walls you can avoid and some things you can and cannot do. So Sylvia can give you my information and we can
Yes,
connect.
Ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I want to say also to board members, please accept my apologies on this. I know we were supposed to have gotten together. I think Ms. Bracey was one. We were supposed to have gotten together from last month with, our committee, getting our committee underway and talking about stuff to help grow or facilitate our committee. So please accept my apologies. I just got a little swamp dealing with the recent death of my mother and dealing with, that estate. And, all of that, and then going back to work. And I was telling Sylvia about this, when you work for a city, people don't help you out when you are away. They just leave your work there. So when you come back, you got this mound of stuff and everything. So please accept my apologies, but I do want to get together with you all so we can get our committees up and running so we can help promote the Main Street program. So I'll reach out to you all and we can set up a time to meet. And that's it, I think that's all we have.
Right, the project updates, yeah, we can do all of that the next meeting because we're meeting. Now at 8:41.
Yeah, so, all right, well, we still have a quorum. We still have everyone, right? We still have a quorum.
Yes.
Okay, so being official, and the reason why I'm official with these meetings because you're a part of a government entity, a quasi-government entity, you still are subjected to open records requests, and you'll be amazed how many open records requests that cities get. So whenever they go back and review these minutes or recordings or public meetings, you know, city people, citizens want to know that everything is done in proper order and fashion. So if it sounds like I'm being too strict, please, that is the reason why. So now that we're at the end of the meeting, do I hear a motion on the table to adjourn the Main Street meeting for April 20th?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, we have one motion on the floor by McDonald. And I'm sorry, did I hear a second? Do I hear a second? Okay, seconded by Apostle Danita Jones. So we have a motion to adjourn. Everyone is in favor, all in favor, say yay or aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
All right. Meeting the motion carried. And the time now is 8:43 p.m. So thank you all. For this meeting, the next meeting is May 18th at 7 p.m. And you all, please be out here. Okay.